Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet near the bottom of the Amud, picking up on our discussion of the Gzerot of Pat, Shemen, Yain, and Banot. And in the report, in the name of Rav, it said Pat, Shemen, Yain, Banot. Pat and Shemen were because of Yain because of Banot, Banot because of Davar Acher, and Davar Acher because of Davar Acher. So clearly we don't know what these two things are. My Davar al Davar Acher Mishum Davar Acher. Amar Nachum by Yitzchak Gazru al Tinok Oved Kochavim Shiyitame Beziva. They made a decree that a baby who is non-Jewish already has a din of Ziva, has a din of Zav for the rest of his life. Why should I Tinok Yisrael Ragil Etzlo Mishkav Zachur? We don't want little Jewish boys to be playing with these non-Jewish kids. The parents will keep them away to avoid Tuma, and as a result of that, to avoid the possibility of Mishkav Zachar. The Amar of Zera Tzar Gadol Hayali Eitzur Abasi. Now, this is a report about trying to clarify what this halacha is. Rav Asi ate Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, Rav Zera says, I had a bother Rav Asi, who had a bother Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Yochanan ate Rabbi Yanai. Yanai ate Rabbi Natan ben Amram. Natan ben Amram ate Rabbi. This goes all the way back to Rabbi. And they had asked, everyone asked the question of his teacher, Tinok oved kochavim me'ematam etame beziva. How old does this, at what age does this Gzera kick in? V'amarli ben Yomo. And the answer that came down through all these generations was the minute he's born. Ruchshabati ate Rabbi Chia. So this is now Rabbi Natan ben Amram reporting that when that he Rabbi told him ben Yomo, when I came to Rabbi Chia Marli ben Teshen in Viemachad, he said no, it's at the age of 9. Uchshabati retzeti dvarai lifnei Rabbi, and then I came back to Rabbi and told him Marli hanach dvarai vechoz divrei Rabbi Chia, ignore my ruling and accept Rabbi Chia's. And I tell him to come to me and ziva ben Teshen in Viemachad, because he says from the age of 9. Why, however, Ra'ui Labiya Matame Nami Beziva, since he's at that point 9 years old, considered Ra'ui Labiya, as we learned throughout Masechet Yevamot, therefore, we already classify him as a Zav. So Amar Ravina says, Hilka, Ha Tinoka, Noved Kochavim, Bat Gimel Shanim Vimachad. So therefore, a non-Jewish girl, only at the age of 3, Ho'il Ra'ui Labiya Matame Nami Beziva, therefore, she has a din of a Zava, not from the day of birth, but rather from the age of 3. So Pshita, obviously, the Gzera should be the same. We always regard a boy at 9 and a girl of 3, kind of as equals in that way. So the answer is, Mahu de Tema, Hai Yadel Argule, Vahai Lo Yadel Argule. A little boy, so another boy is going to play with him, and we had to make the Gzera. But that's not going to happen with a little girl, and therefore we don't need to make the Gzera. Kamash Malan that we do. Okay, now we have a story that goes back to our Gzera about Shemen. And remember that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was Mater Shemen, although in this story it seems to be Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, I'm a little unclear. Mistamech ba'alzo Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, akatfe Rabbi Simloi Shamei. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, we're going to read it as Rabbi Yehuda Anasi here, was walking and leaning on the shoulders of his servant. He's old and he's leaning on the shoulders of his servant, Rabbi Simloi. And Amarle, he said to him, Simloi, lo ayita emesh v'yita midrash, k'shahitarno ta Shemen. You weren't there last night when we officially appealed the Gzera against Shemen. Amarlo, b'yameinu tatir afata pat. You know what? In your life, you're gonna go one step further and you're gonna say pat is also mutter. Amarlo, imken karulan beidina sharaya. I can't do that because then they'll call me the lenient beitin. Where's that from? Ditnan. We had the Mishnah in Eidiot. Heid Rabbi Yosef and Yoezer ish tzreda al ayil kamtsa dachain. He gave 3 testimonies. Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, who's from the Zugot, much earlier than the turn of the Common Era, he said, first of all, Ayel Kamtsa, which is a certain kind of locust, we're not exactly sure what, Dachain, that it's kosher. Mashke Beit Mitbachaya Dachain, and that all the liquids that are in the Beit HaMitbachayim, the slaughterhouse in the Azara, are Tahor. We'll see what that means. V'alitaykayev L'mit HaVesav, that somebody who touches a mate is Tome, which itself is a bizarre thing to say, because it's obvious. V'karule Yosef Sharaya, and then everybody called him Yosef Sharaya, Yosef the Matir. In other words, once a Beit Din issues 3 lenient rulings, they get a reputation as being the lenient Beit Din, and they're not trusted anymore. So he said, Rebbe said, I can't be Matir Pat, because then I'll have their reputation. Amarle Hatam Sharat Plat. Wait a second, Yosef and Yoezer allowed 3 things. Amar Sharachada, you only allowed 1. Yishari Mar Chad Achrit, even if you add another one like Pat, Hakate Tartin Hudavin, it's still only 2 that you're guilty of. Amarle, you don't know that there was a 3rd thing I was matur. Ana sharaya chriti. Mahi, what else was I matur? None. We have a Mishnah that says, if a guy gives a get to his wife, and you could see from this condition, it's not where he doesn't love her, but it's because he's concerned about yibum issues, or aguna issues. Zegi techem lo mati mikanat shemesar chodesh. I'm giving you a get now, and it's valid if I don't make it back within 12 months. Umet betoch 12 chodesh, and he died during the 12 months. Ain't no get. It's not a valid get, because when the 12 months rolls around, he's dead. Betani Allah, but we have the statement, Rabotenu itiru al inasei. Our rabbis allowed her to marry, meaning that she's not considered a widow vis-a-vis Yibum. V'amrinan man Rabotenu, who are Rabotenu? Am Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Beit Dina Binden Shara Mashcha. It's the same Beit Din that was Matir Shemin, meaning Rebbe. And why did they Matir? Sabar lak Rabbi Yossi, they hold like Rabbi Yossi about Shtarot, Amar Zmanosh Shtar Mochiach Alav, that the date on a star proves when it's active from. So since this star was written before the 12 months, then that means the get is active from that point. And at that point, he was alive, and therefore the get is valid. And it becomes valid when he doesn't show up after 12 months, which happens because he's dead. But the get happened before his death, retroactively, and therefore she's not a Yavama. V'amma Rabba Rabbi Rav Chiya Bar Abba, that's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Hora. It's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi who made this decision. Which may mean during his generation they didn't agree with him. The other version is all of his colleagues didn't agree with him. But at some point, that was his psak. So therefore, he had issued already two piskei halacha that were lenient, the shemen, and now this. Amar le Rabbi Lazar lahu saba. So he asked, Rabbi Lazar asked a certain old man, kishritua, when you were matir, means this is somebody who was there and Rebbe was matir, la altar shritua, did you allow her to marry the minute the guy died, after 3 months, let's say, to Loati, because he's not going to come after 12 months. We know he's not going to come. He's dead. Maybe you're only matter to marry after 12 months, but not calling her a widow, but rather a divorcee, to because the condition has been fulfilled. So then the question is, why are you asking this about Rebbe's Heter? Ask it about the Mishnah in Gittin. If a fellow adds in the word Me'achshav, this is your get from now. If I don't come within 12 months, and he dies during the 12 months, hareza get, it's a valid get. The condition was fulfilled. He didn't come. And the question can be asked there. Alter havigita, is the get valid immediately? Taluata, because he's not going to come. Maybe it's only valid after 12 months, because the condition is fulfilled. The answer is, achinami, you're right. You could have asked that question about the Mishnah. But you were at that gathering, so I'm asking you about how they dealt with it at the gathering. My same question could be asked about the Mishnah, but I'm asking you about Rebbe's Heter, what they meant by it. In any case, that was the story, and that's what Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi was loath to be mater pat. Amar Baye, hakol modim, so now Baye comments on the issue of the Tanai. If a person says, this get is valid when the sun comes out, literally of its cover, so l'chinafka kamarla means it's valid when it comes up, meaning in the morning. V'chimayit b'leili, if he dies the night before, get l'chamitu. The get takes effect after he's dead. No get, she's a widow. Amanat sh'teitzeichal aminatika, if he says on the other hand, I'm giving you this get on condition that the sun comes up in the morning. Me'achshav kamarla, he's basically saying the get is valid now, conditional upon the sun coming up, which it does. V'chimayit b'leili, if he dies the night before, avadai t'no'ahave, it's just a condition. The get is considered to go back to when he wrote it. And that follows Ravuna's prescription. Anytime you say almanat, it's like as if you're saying it's valid from now on condition that that thing follows through. The machloket of Yudan Asi and his colleagues was ela be'im teitse, if it comes out. Yudan Asi sever like Rabbi Yossi. He holds like Rabbi Yossi. The zmanah shel shtar mochiach alav, the time on the star proves when its validity comes from. And that goes back to the night before. So therefore, it's like he made wrote a shtar and said, this is valid from today if I die, or from now. Rabbanan late lo Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yossi, and they say this manosh shtar is not mochiach. It's just like saying, this is my get, this is your get if I die, without any extra meach shavs in it, and therefore it's no good. Okay, so that's why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi felt that it was appropriate to matir this woman to marry and not consider her Yavama in that case, but that's why he was not willing to be matir pat also. Now, Gufa, let's go back to the Mishnah in Ediot. Heir Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer ish tzveda al ayal kamtsan kamtsa dachen, that locust. That was the first thing he was matir. And on the liquids in the Beit HaMitbachayim, the dam and the water, etc., the tahor, we'll see what that means. If you touch a mate, you're tame. Akarle Yosef Sharaya. Okay, let's see what they are. My Ayel Kamtza. What's this Ayel Kamtza? So we have two versions of the machloket. Papa Amar Shushiva. It was a particular kind of locust. Chebra Ami Mishrei de Ulamar Susbil, which is another kind. Papa Amar Shushiva. Why? Kimipal Gibirosh Aruch. The machloket was, if it has a long head, is it tahor or not? This evidently has a long head. Marsa Barosha Aruch Asur, Marsa Barosha Aruch Mutar. As we all know, there are some locusts that are mutar, but the Masorah was lost on these particular bugs and these particular locusts. So in any case, Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer was positioning a corner of Papa that Rosh Aruch is mutar. Now, Chia Bar Ami Mishpein Deula had a different take on the Machloket. Amar Suspil, he said that the Machloket was about this particular locust called Suspil. Rosh Aruch Kule Amalo Pligi Da Asur. When it comes to the long neck, everyone agrees that that's Asur. The locust, in order to be tahor, one of the simanim is that its wings cover its body. So the question is, if it covers a little bit more than half its body, is that called mutar? Marsavak ruba kol dehubainan. Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer held that as long as it covers a little bit more than half, that's enough. Marsavak ruba de minkarbainan. The rabbanon disagreed and said you need a significant and obvious majority. Okay, the second item that Yosef ben Yoezer was matir, that got him in trouble, as the report of the Beit Din matir, was Bashke Beit Midrachaya Dochen. My Dochen, what does it mean they're tahor? Rav Amar Dochen Mamash. The waters are really tahor. Waters and bloods are really tahor. Shmuel Amar Dochen Metame Acherim. It just means they're tahor and cannot be Metame others. Hatumat Atzman Yeshpan. They themselves could be Tame. Rav Amar Dochen Mamash. Why? Kesavra Tumat Mashkin Drabonin. In other words, the whole institution of Tumat Mashkin, of liquids being Tameh, is Drabonin. Chigaz Rabbanan Tuma, where would they affect the Gzeira? B'mashkin Da'alma, outside of the Mikdash. Mashkin, maybe the Chayelo Gaz Rabbanan. They didn't include the Mashkin in the Mikdash in their Gzeira. Shmuel Amar Dachim and Tameh Acherim. Shmuel says, no, it is Tameh, Mila Tameh Acherim, Ala Tumat Atzman Yeshben. They could be themselves Tameh. Kasara Tumat Mashkin Da'oraita. It's very simple. He holds that Tumat Mashkin is Da'oraita. The Tameh Acherim Da'abanan, but their ability, Mashkin ability to be matame other things. Now, don't confuse this with Mashkin's ability to be machshir l'tuma. When some foods get wet, they can now accept tuma. That's the oraita. But if Mashkin or tame to be matame acherim, that's the rabbanon. Gaz rabbanon Mashkin al Mashkin meim d'chay lo gazu. They didn't extend that gzera to the waters and liquids and dam of the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, the last one was Valdikra v'mita mesav. V'kar le Yosef Sharaya. They called Yosef ben Yoezer Yosi, the lenient one, or the permissive one, the matir, and the last item was that if you touch a mate, you're tamei. So Yosef Asar Mibayle, they should call him Yosef the Oser. Plus, for Doraita he. Plus, that's not his opinion, that's Doraita. And if you touch a mate, you're tamei for 7 days. That's Doraita. So the answer is Doraita diikrav tamei. Me Doraita, it's only the person who touches him. Diikrav diikrav tahor. But if you touch somebody who touched him, you're tahor. That's for right now. We're going to fix that. And the rabbis came along and added a gzera, even if you touch somebody who touched the mate. And Yosef ben Yoezer said, we're going back to the Doraita, and now you understand why he's called the lenient one, who said only the one who touches the mate and nobody else is Tameh. But that's not true, because if you touch somebody who touched the mate, you're also Tameh Doraita. Anybody that the Tameh touches, himself is Tameh. So Amrav Bonar Kamei Rav Mishmei De Bar Zutra Bredu Rav Nachman Damar Mishmei De Rav Nachman. So the students told Rava, who was Rav Nachman's prize student, in the name of Rav Nachman, that they heard from Bar Zutra, Rav Nachman's son, the solution to this. Doraita Diikra B'Diikra B'Chibur In Tachiva. He said as follows: Mi Doraita, the Tuma that is Doraita. If you touch somebody who touched the mate, is if you touch somebody who's touching the mate at the time. So you're really sort of connected to the mate. Then you're tamei tumat shiva. Shelo b'chir b'urin tumat erav. If you touch somebody who touched the mate, but they're not touching the mate currently, then you're tamei tumat erav. V'atu inu v'gazar filu shelo b'chir b'urin tumat shiva. The rabbis came along and said, even if you touch somebody who touched the mate, but they're not currently touching the mate, you're tamei for 7 days. V'ata inu v'ogma doraita. And Rav Yosef ben Yoezer said, we're going back to the doraita, that the only way you're tamei 7 days by being a second degree is if you're touching the guy while he's touching the mate. Doraita mahi, where's this chibur in doraita? Tichtiv, we have the three psukim on the page. And again, may the whole nefesh adam tamei shivat tamim. One. So if you touch somebody, you're tamei for 7 days. If you touch somebody who's tamei, he's tamei, and we assume for 7 days also. Then we say, if you touch him, you start tamei only for the evening, one day, and you go to the mikvah now and you're tar tonight. Haketzad, how do we resolve this? Kan mechiburin, kan shalom bechiburin. If you touch somebody who touched the mate but isn't now, it's tumat erev. If you touch somebody who's touching him right now, it's tumat shiva. That's the doraita. So Amar Rava heard this whole report of the solution to what Yosef ben Yoezer was matir. He said, "Lav amina lechulotit lubei bukisruki b'Rav Nachman. Don't throw these empty jugs at Rav Nachman. Don't attribute to Rav Nachman these empty sayings. He never said that. Hachim Rav Nachman. I'll tell you what he said. Sofek tuma reshut Rav mihitir line. What he was matir, what Yosef ben Yoezer was matir, was sofek tuma reshut Rav. Meaning, he said only somebody who certainly touches a mate in Rishut HaRabim is Tameh, but not if he thinks he might have touched a mate in Rishut HaRabim. Now, we learned that Sofek Tuma Rishut HaRabim is Tahor from Sota, not from Yosef ben Yoezer. Masot Rishut Yachid Af Tuma Rishut Yachid, just like the whole institution of Sota happens because of Sofek Tuma in a discrete place. Same thing with all Sofek Tuma. And therefore, the fact that Sofek Tuma Rishut HaRabim is Tahor is, everybody agrees. Why is Yosef ben Yoezer called a matir for that? The answer is, Amar Nachman Yochanan Halacha Ben Morin Kain. He says, yeah, that's the halacha, but we don't paskin that way in practice. We're machmir in practice. But Yosef ben Yoezer, hundreds of years before Rabbi Yochanan, practiced that way and issued a ruling based on that, said, you're not sure you touched him? It's Rishut HaRabim, you're Tahor. Tanya Meachim, a bright to the support, that's it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Korot Naatzlam, Yosef ben Yoezer took boards, and he put them in the ground, like a border, or like a boundary. Vamar Ad Kan Rishut HaRabim, Ad Kan Rishut HaYachid. He marked where they are. The Sufek was over there, you're Tahor. Ki Atu L'Kamed Rabbi Yanai, when people would ask Rabbi Yanai what to do in such a case, I was in Rishut HaRabim, I thought I may have touched a Sheretz. Hamalu HaMayav Shikata Denara, there's some water in the eddy of the river, Zilu Tvulu, go and be Tovel. Meaning, in practice, we are Machmir, and we consider it Tamei, even though it's a Sufek Rishut HaRabim. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we'll pick it up with the next item in our Mishnah. We'll go back to the Mishnah and talk about Shlachot and the issue of Bishul Nochrim, but in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.